This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says Turkey has agreed to permanently stop fighting Kurdish forces in Syria, and in exchange, he will lift sanctions. He's billing the outcome as a win-win, sparing tens of thousands of Kurds while validating his move to pull U.S. forces out.
Let someone else fight over this long, bloodstained sand.
He says it's a big step in forcing other nations to get involved, but critics say that's the problem.
President Trump has handed a gift to America's enemies.
House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel says Turkey and Russia now have free rein in northern Syria, while Islamic State militants are free to regenerate, while celebrating the U.S. largely giving up its influence in the region. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans disrupted a closed-door deposition with a Defense Department official scheduled to answer questions as part of the House impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Laura Cooper, a senior official who oversees Ukraine policy, arrived Wednesday morning on Capitol Hill to appear before the House panels conducting the investigation. What happened next, we get from AP's Mike Balsamo.
Yeah, minutes after Laura Cooper arrived to testify here at the basement of the Capitol Visitor Center, about two dozen members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, who are not members of the committees conducting the House impeachment inquiry, came down here. They held a news conference to decry the conditions, say that transcripts of these depositions should be made public. Their constituents want to know what's happening behind closed doors.
Meanwhile, Democratic representatives said that the House Intelligence Committee will try to restart Cooper's testimony. This is VOA.